Morning, Adam Pengelly.
Morning, Dave. Morning, Stu.
Mate, what about Swift Witness? The draw yesterday we saw, a lot of these favourites have drawn the car park.
They have, Dave, they have. But surely the market's overreacted here, hasn't it? Like, Swift Witness is now into favourite after what was a pretty good barrier draw. I think once the emergency's come out, she'll go into barrier eight. And you're right, some of these other favourites have drawn fairly wide on the track. She's all class, obviously, has barrier 18. I think she'll come in a few if there's obviously the emergency's come out. Fake Love's drawn right off the track in 20. And Finance Tycoon, who was relatively good winning there on the weekend on the Gold Coast, is drawn barrier 21. But as we see with these barrier draws, if you draw good, draw inside, sorry, you're generally firm in the market. Draw outside, you generally drift. But I personally think the market's just overreacted here. I don't think Swift Witness should be favourite at all. Even after the barrier draw, I still think she's all class as the top pick in the race. And how often do we see in this Magic Millions Classic, the race is often won by those horses going to settle midfield on the second half of the field with a bit of cover and come swooping down the outside of the track. I know Gold Coast is sort of a tight turning track, and people say it's good to be up on speed, but this is such a high-pressure race. There's a lot of two-year-olds. Sometimes it's better just to be out of trouble in the running line with a bit of cover and swooping down the middle of the track. So I'm not too if you're a supporter of She's All Class, I don't think you need to be too concerned at the moment. I think you're getting a better price. I think the market's just completely overreacted.
What about the Magic Millions Guineas? How's the market looking there?
Yeah, Stewie, it's looking like a three-horse race at the moment. No doubt away game and Isotope for the two fancies as well as Forbidden Love. And I think they're the only three horses in single figures at the moment. And after yesterday's barrier draw, they've all sort of held their spot or firmed a little bit more as well. Away game come with barrier three. It's a nice barrier for her. Barrier seven for Isotope. And Forbidden Love come with barrier four. Take a couple of emergencies, they might come in one or two. And it's really hard to see at the moment for these Magic Millions Guineas. Any horses outside that top three really threatening. We'll do a bit of work on the race in the next couple of days, but I think it's definitely a race in three at the moment.
Mate, Coolmore, Chris Waller, there's some big money spent yesterday. I think 1.9 was the top lot, wasn't it?
Yeah, aren't we supposed to be in the middle of a health and financial crisis,
no.
Dave?
There's like plenty of money.
$1.9 million for the first day sales topper there yesterday. Coolmore and Chris Waller buying a schnitzel out of a Bonnie O'Reilly colt. Remember Bonnie O'Reilly, Dave? She was a cracking mare.
She was.
I'm starting to talk like a salesperson now. Cracking, how bad is that? She was a really good mare for Bjorn Baker many years ago. She was a great little racehorse. And they didn't muck around there yesterday, so Chris Waller get his hands on that colt and obviously take his time with him and see what he can produce on the race. I think there's a couple of other yearlings that went for $1 million+. So a really strong start to the sale if you're at the top end of the market, and hopefully they'll continue for the next few days.
And Entar had a trial at Werribee?
Yeah, much interest around this, Stewie. The Jim Crack Stakes winner for Kieran Maher and David Eustace, the current favourite for the Blue Diamond and the Golden Slipper. We saw her in public for the first time this campaign down at Werribee there yesterday. And, gee, she looked smart. She ran really fast time. I know I don't want to read too much into it earlier in her campaign, but if you're a little bit worried, if she's come back from her first to her second racing preparation, from what we saw yesterday, I wouldn't worry too much. I think I said in the program, might have been early this week or late last week, saying she's probably the most exciting horse for me heading towards the Autumn Carnival. I know it's a bit of a captain obvious, but I love what I saw on debut and what we saw yesterday there at the trials. She could be in for a massive preparation. I think they'll probably kick her off down in Melbourne in a few weeks' time later in the month. I dare say she might be targeted towards the Blue Diamond in the initial instance, and then hopefully if she comes through that well, she can come up to Sydney for the Golden Slipper.
What are we backing today, mate?
Yeah, it's a tricky little program, Dave. One horse I'm keen to really have a look at today is race three, number six, Rosina Kodjanup. She's been a really talented sort of filly and mare for the Bjorn Baker stable, had a lot of issues, only been restricted to five starts so far. She just had one trial so far this campaign. It was a bit of a strange trial. She settled on top of the speed and then sort of eased down late, and she ended up finishing last in the trial. Gave up a fair bit of ground, but I'm prepared to look past that. I think she's clearly the best horse in the race at her best. I think the betting's going to tell the tale in the last 15 or 20 minutes. If you can sort of hold her place in the market and be relatively firm, she's there to run really well first up. If she's out to $6 or $7, I'll be treading very warily. But I think she's the best horse in the race. So race three, number six, Rosita Kodjanup, the bet for me today at Warwick Farm.
Beautiful. Talk to you tomorrow, Adam.
Thanks, boys.